God.
By accident.
Oh, by accident?
By accident. Mm. Oh. And by accident, we're on.
The snipper.
That is one pitiful sniff. No way you don't want to sniff. You're like, nuts. When you sniff in, you don't blow out. That's like snorting or snuffing. Very good.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Don't patronize me.
I'm not. I didn't do that.
Wow, what a shitty
sniffer.
Anyway,
this is a snipper. I'm Nora.
Kathy, hi.
Kathy.
Yes, Nora.
How do you feel about people looking into your brain?
You do it all the time. You're doing it right now. You have that.
Peer into your brain, missy.
Yeah. Yes, you have that Dr. Mondo look on your eyes.
Well, I think this is the 21st century. People are talking about, science writers are talking about, is going to be the year of the century of neurology. Mm-hmm. And the time when we finally get to understand what is actually going on in people's brains. And here's an interesting example of where it is starting. People are using fMRIs, you know, those MRI scan things that they do to examine the frontal cortex.
Magnetic resonance imaging.
That's right.
I remember that from school.
Some scientists have actually found that they can tell what people are looking at based on the scans that they do of their visual cortex. Okay, so they did fMRI scans on people who were looking at red patterns or blue patterns, and they were able to figure out what they were looking at.
What do you mean? Like, oh, like they could tell they were looking at red or blue, or you mean you could tell that they were looking at...
Well, this is a weirder example. Like, they showed people parts of
sites.
The movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, of all things. Yeah. And they could tell which part of the scene people were looking at based on, like in a blind test, they were just looking at the little, you know, pattern in the visual cortex, and they could figure out what part of the scene they were looking at.
Down,
isn't that freaky?
Down, down.
So what?
Yeah, I know. You've talked about this before, and I'm sort of like, so what, they can tell what part of the good, the bad, and the ugly somebody was looking at? Oh, look at that. That must be Eli Wallach when he gets thrown through the glass window. It's like, I care.
No, but like the reason I think this is interesting is because it's kind of breaking down the formerly what went on inside your brain and hence mind was completely private unless you wanted to tell somebody. It was yours and yours alone to know. But
if they want to know what part of the good, the bad, and the ugly I'm watching, they can know.
But how about this? How about neuromarketing, where they can tell how you react to certain ads by what happens in your frontal cortex, whether your frontal cortex is happy or not? Eh?
She's tapping. I'm still actually really missing something here. Like, in order for them to read my mind, wouldn't they have to have something wired up to my head in order to do it?
Okay, but say, let's take an example. Say they find that, you know, most people respond really well to images of orange glasses when you're selling Coca-Cola or something.
Right, right.
Right? So then they make a marketing campaign which features all those exact features perfectly tweaked to stimulate the frontal cortex of most people in a particular way, or people in a particular...
Like subliminal, like, in the old days.
But don't you find that a bit creepy? Like, isn't it kind of brain, mind control in a way?
Yeah, but I still want to know how they're going to attach electric loads to my head to know that I'm watching the good, the bad, and the ugly.
No, but the thing with neuromarketing is they wouldn't have to do that for every single person. All they would have to do is do that to design the campaign, right?
Okay, so they do it to a group of people and they would see. Oh, yeah, I guess so. I still think.
She still doesn't care, folks.
I care. I just don't really care.
I'm going to marshal more arguments about the 21st century being the century of neuroscience. And
yeah, she's tapping. You know, this is my good, this is my grandmother's Duncan Fife
table. I'm using a placemat.
I know, that's true. You're being good. What am I yapping about today on
fashion.
This snappy? Oh, yes.
They're not your grandmother's pearls.
They're not. They're grandpa's.
What?
Men, that's the new thing for fall. Well, you know, like jewelry right now, as we know, well, I think most people do, and I guess we have hip-hop to thank for it, but jewelry is huge, and the latest thing to come out is pearls for dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like showing. A Coco Chanel kind of thing of pearls?
Yes, a like choker? A smart choker. When you wear to the office for that power meeting. No, sort of actually with a man, it would be something, for men, it would be probably something like a bracelet. Mm-hmm. Or they're also talking about, which to me sounds très gay. It's sort of like you've got like, you know, a single chain with a large opulent pearl hanging there, and then you might have it like open, you know, to reveal some hair. Yeah. That pearl is nested on the hair.
The bed of hair.
Ew. Oh.
I know. Well, actually, it was funny because when I was sort of test running this, I went to a wedding on the weekend,
yeah.
and I asked a whole bunch of Italian Irish guys, yeah. macho dudes, if they were pearls in. Rongo bongo.
But why? But that's kind of funny. I guess it's because we think of them as being ladylike. But really, what's the difference between wearing pearls and having diamonds in your teeth, like the hip hop guys do? I mean, why is a
yeah.
diamond less feminine than a pearl? It's kind of weird.
No, that's true. Well, the guys did say that they would think about mother of pearl, and they would yeah. think about something that was like maybe like a larger, chunkier bracelet. But I think when anybody thinks pearls, you think grandma. You yeah. think, you know, okay, like 40 and up, mature woman. Hello, I'm the waltz princess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah, it doesn't really seem very sexy. Even for women, it's not really very sexy, actually.
Oh, I have pearls.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, that's a different story.
Well, thank you. You're being very nice to me today, even after I didn't respond very well to the fMRI. I'm a cow. This is Bossy Bond signing off for
The Snipper. Send us an email, thesnipper@technologian.org. I'm Nora. Bye.